dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And I'm reading, continuing reading from my new book, How You Can Pray in the End of Days and My Call to Help the Prayers. I'm reading the last chapter 13 in section 1, my prayer biography. Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Not long after my father took me to the Pickard place and I began to find out about my Pentecostal great-grandparents and their part in the earliest days of the restoration of the baptism in the Holy Spirit in the 20th century, I began to hear this phrase in my spirit: the cord of your inheritance. The cord of your inheritance. I looked in the Bible and found something akin to the phraseology in Psalm 105:11. What I deduced from it was that somehow the prayer ministry of the Pickards was the cord of my inheritance. Frequently, I took my prayer partners, we called ourselves the Sparkies, out to the Pickard place to pray. Those who prayed with me there were Brenda Baeza, Patsy Bierman, now Caminetti, Lynn Hammond, and Lucy McKee. What glorious times we had. Through the years, as I heard more and more, help the prayers, help the prayers, I began to contemplate having a place dedicated to prayer. And I really thought that place should be the old Pickard place. But the people who owned it adamantly refused to sell. Then, supernatural confirmation came. The Lord made me to know it was He who put the desire for the place of prayer within me. But the site He had chosen was not the sand hills south of Coweta. In February 1995, I attended, with thousands of others, Kenneth Hagin's Winter Bible Seminar. One night, as often happened when Brother Hagin ministered, the Holy Ghost took over. You can still see the wild service on YouTube. You can see how the people praised, sang, shouted, laughed, danced, and fell under the power of the Spirit. But you won't see me. I was there. I had a good seat with other ministers and guests behind the podium in what could have been the place for a choir. The reason why you won't see me is because I was not standing. I was not seated. I was lying flat on my back on the floor between two rows of seats. My hands were held straight up, perpendicular to my body. I don't know how long I was in this position, but a long time. I was in what the Bible calls a trance. I was vaguely conscious of what was going on around me, but I saw and heard in another realm. I heard. Coweta is not the place now. Branson is the place. There on the floor, thoughts came to me. The property in Coweta was to hold me to the call until the time. Corrie Ten Boom's prophecy of a great last day move of God, Branson would be a catalyst. God would draw people to Branson from the north, the south, the east, and the west. That has happened and continues to happen. The thought, there is a place near Branson. Angels are holding the land. There is to be a prayer mountain, a place where prayer would be the atmosphere, private prayer. I was made to know that people would come to the place for individual prayer as they do in Korea, South Korea. It was to be a secluded place where laborers could come for rest and refreshing, a place where people could separate to pray about the will of the Lord for their own lives. As I lay on the floor in the trance, I saw the interior of a simple log cabin. I saw an iron bedstead covered with a patchwork quilt. A rag rug lay on the plank floor beside the bed. There were to be prayer cabins, particularly for individual prayer. There were to be places for corporate prayer. Seasoned prayers would lead in waiting before the Lord and in praying. Holy Spirit-guided prayers concerning the end of days. Two purposes were to be the aim of the corporate prayers. Number one, to pray in the plans of God. Number two, to stop the strategies of the enemy. God's plans are to be prayed through from the realm of the unseen to the realm of the seen. Satan's plans can be stopped. Two kinds of prayer. One, individual prayer. Two, corporate prayer. Two purposes in prayer. One, to pray in the plans of God. Two, to stop the strategies of the enemy. Sharing the vision. That night, after the vision, I shared it with some experienced ministers in the car as we drove away from Hagen's meeting. They confirmed it was the Lord. One minister turned to me and said, "When you find the land, we will give you $50,000 for the purchase." The next day was to be our annual board meeting, so I prayed much that night that the Lord would put it into the hearts of the board members, if it were indeed His will. I prayed particularly about Pastor Lee Morgans, the vice president of our ministry, with whom I had worked at that time for 15 years or so. Every time I'd mentioned getting the Pickard place, Pastor Lee did not get a witness to it. In a euphoric meeting, the board members all had the same witness of the Spirit I had. Lee shared how the Lord had put such a plan as I described in his heart years before. Continuing education. The Lord continued to talk to me about it. Not very long after, the Lord said to me, "There didn't have to be an Oklahoma City." This was in reference to the bombing of the Murrah Federal Building, April 19, 1995, just 2 months after the Night of the Trance. Today we know so much more about the enemy's evil strategies and his struggle for survival. How plain it is to see that God needs people who know how to work with Him in the end of days. He showed me how Daniel saw in the Word, Jeremiah's prophecies, where Israel was in time. And what did Daniel do about it? He prayed. He showed me how He had taken me to Israel and the nations of prophecy and had given me revelation about the times. He said this would be a place to share what I saw with others and then to pray about it. Paul saw God's plan for the church, to build it for a habitation of God through the Spirit. What did Paul do about it? He said, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father." God showed me that He would raise up a people here who could work with Him as the Bible school of Reese Howells worked in World War II. He said we were of a different time and it would be in a different manner, but the prayers would be just as effective. Through the many years now, He has said other things to us. For instance, as nations raise up an air force, I am raising up a prayer force, the place. Right away after the trance in February 1995, we began to look for the place, trusting God to lead us to it. We saw several places, some quite developed, near beautiful Table Rock Lake, one I really liked. One hot day in late June, a real estate man drove us 17 and a half miles east of Branson to a secluded place covered with virgin timber. It was near a game preserve, and the land sloped down to the shores of Bull Shoals Lake. My parents, 78 and 80, Pastor Lee and his wife Jan, and I trudged through the heavy timber and heavier undergrowth on a 47-acre site which two brothers had for sale. The place was cut through with a canyon and wet season streams and waterfalls, and it was very wet that year. The next day, I flew to Nashville, Tennessee, to speak in Charles Cowan's camp meeting. I took a nap that afternoon, and when I woke up, a word from the Lord came pouring out my spirit like a river. I wrote it down. On June 27, 1995, I heard these words in my spirit just as if I were listening to an inner voice speaking them to me. "Give me that mountain," old Caleb said. "Give me that mountain where the giants raised their ugly heads. Give me that mountain and let me see the Spirit of the Lord give it to me." "Give me that mountain," rehearse, my child. Repeat the phrase in your own style. "Give me that mountain where the waters flow in a canyon like my grandfather's son did know." The canyon is yours, the mountain too. I've given you a mountain view, a view of the big picture under my hand, a view of how things do really stand. Gather my prayers unto me, and I will gather my people to come and see, to take a look into heaven with you, to take a look and a very long view. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You went to Hebron this very year. In the midst of giants, you showed no fear. Now take this mountain and come to me. Bring others with you on bended knee. It will be the easiest thing you ever did do. I will honor your faith. Take the step and follow through. I'll bring the people and all you need. It's your witness mountain. Now follow through. For the mountain I have given you. I brought those first prayers unto you, the Halversons, Wrights, Rachel, Carlin, Grace Roos, etc. I have others, you'll see. They'll come two by two, then three by three. Welcome them unto me. They come, they come. You'll be ready too. I'll see to it. Raise up these prayers. I will work with them. Prepare the place under my grace, the quiet place, the secluded place. Receive it and believe it. I took you to that mountain, Hebron. How many have gone? If I led you to that mountain so far away, could I not lead you to the mountain you saw just yesterday? I could and I did. The price is fair. Do not dilly-dally. I want you on that mountain and the mountain clear, money and trees to fell this very year. This thing has been growing in your heart 20 years. Don't be afraid. This is not haste. I have just saved you time. You were faithful, and I am more faithful to you. Buy the land from the brothers too. Daniel and James, my names. Even the community will receive you. Even the community will believe you. Arise and do. Take your family with you. You need natural support. I have kept your father alive to give witness. Abide in me, abide in me. Stay in my presence, for you will see your footsteps are ordered. You are where I've caused you to be. Yield to the Spirit, yield to me. That's the end of the long word. We now have almost 300 acres. And the most amazing thing, too, is something we never could have imagined that hot summer of 1995 when we were trudging through the brambles. And that is, from this secluded spot, we have weekly noon prayer meetings where thousands from around the world can pray together, either live by streaming or with the archived meetings. God has prepared us for effective praying in the end of days. You can get my new book, How You Can Pray in the End of Days. Just give us a telephone call at 1-800-972-3447. We'll send it to you for $10. Or go online to Billy Brim, BilleyBrim.org. Or write Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Just request the new book, How You Can Pray in the End of Days, and my call to help the prayers. I'm going to start section 2 tomorrow, so plan to be back with us when we get to the how to pray portion of how you can pray in the end of days. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, shalom, until tomorrow.